by.
All right, good morning, everyone. It is approximately 10 a.m. on Monday, September 28th, 2020. This is a Public Service Commission meeting in the Public Service Commission hearing room on the 12th floor of the state capitol, Bismarck, North Dakota. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct a public hearing on proposed changes to the commission's administrative rules. I am Commissioner Brian Crotius, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. With me today is Commissioner Julie Fedorchek and Commissioner Randy Christman. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchek?
Good morning. I don't have any opening comments either.
Commissioner Christman?
Nor do I. Thank you.
The rules case being heard today is case number GS-20-370, section 69-09-03-02. Pipeline safety. The purpose of this amendment is to adopt by reference the most recent amendments to pipeline safety regulations adopted by the United States Department of Transportation, Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, otherwise known as PHMSA. The rule change adopts amendments to safety regulations that have been adopted by PHMSA, current to August 20th, 2020. The Commission has scheduled this public hearing to allow everyone the opportunity to submit information or comments concerning the adoption of proposed changes to the North Dakota Administrative Code. All comments received at this public hearing will be considered by the Commission, together with all written comments, all other written comments received. Written comments may be submitted until the close of business on October 8, 2020. The proposed rules and amendments may be reviewed at the Public Service Commission's office on the 12th floor of the State Capitol, 600 East Boulevard Avenue, Department 408, Bismarck, North Dakota. A copy of the proposed rules or amendments and/or a regulatory analysis may be requested by writing the above address, emailing ndpsc@nd.gov, or calling 701-328-2400 or toll free 1-877-245-6685, Relay, North Dakota. TTY 1-800-366-6888. This information is also available on the Commission's website at www.psc.nd.gov under case search. This hearing is being broadcast over the internet and is also being electronically recorded. We ask anyone who would like to comment to take the witness chair and to speak into the microphone so that the broadcast and recording will be of good quality. When the red light is on, the broadcast is live. Interested persons may submit comments at this hearing. If an interested person not attending the hearing in person would like to provide input during the hearing, call 701-328-4081 to be placed on a list. The Commission will call you back to receive your input at the time determined by the hearing officer. There is also a sheet on the table in the Commission room for this case. Please sign the sheet. I will now open the hearing for comments. Does anyone wish to testify on case number GS-20-370 concerning the proposed rules? And I don't see anyone in the hearing room at this point in time. We do have Caleb, who is a staff member who is going to testify. Okay, go ahead, Caleb.
My name is Caleb Simberger. I am the program manager of the Public Service Commission's Gas Pipeline Safety Program. The purpose of this testimony is to describe the proposed administrative rule changes pertaining to pipeline safety. Under North Dakota Administrative Code Chapter 69-09-03, the Commission adopts by reference the most recent amendments to pipeline safety regulations adopted by the United States Department of Transportation, Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, also known as PHMSA. The proposed rule change adopts by reference amendments to safety regulations that have been adopted by PHMSA since July 31st, 2019, current to August 20th, 2020. For gas pipeline safety, liquefied natural gas, facility safety, and hazardous liquids pipeline safety. This concludes my testimony. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Caleb. Does anyone else wish to testify? And Steve, can you give instructions if anyone is on the phone line on what they can do if they wish to provide any testimony?
If anyone's on the phone bridge, you can do a virtual hand raise to speak, which is a *9.
Okay, and we will give a few minutes for anyone to do so.
So, Ms. Chairman?
Yes, Commissioner Christopher.
So at this point, then, people wouldn't have to deal with a callback if they raise their hand or call in now.
We have.
They would get in, and apparently we have.
We have one person who has raised their hand. Do you wish to testify?
Yes, I've got a couple questions on this. This is Darren Snow with Marathon Petroleum Logistics.
Good morning. Could you spell your last name, Darren?
Snow, S-N-O-W.
Oh, okay, sure. Yep, go ahead, Darren.
Yeah, so in reading the proposed amendments, just a question as to the applicability and whether or not the DOT has granted primacy to the Public Service Commission for oversight on liquid lines.
Jack, can you address that, please?
Oh, Mr. Snow, I guess we're the purpose of the rulemaking hearing is to receive comments of any concerns that the public may have. With regards to our jurisdiction, we'd be happy to speak with you after probably the rulemaking hearing. I know staff would be willing to reach out to you to provide some description of this. But is there anything, any comment that you would have regarding the current rulemaking changes?
No, nothing on the current rulemaking changes, rather just on whether or not there's jurisdiction or not. Thank you.
Sure. The jurisdiction, I imagine, between the two. We'd be happy to walk you through the two of them and to what extent and the commission has the jurisdiction on afterwards. If you'd like, I could provide you my phone number, and you could just give me a call afterwards, if that works. 701.
Yes, that would work great.
Sure. 701-328-2421.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Darren. Appreciate that. Steve, is there anyone else on the line?
Steve, this is Stacy. We've had no requests for any callbacks.
Thank you, Stacy. That was the only one that I had, sir.
Okay, seeing that no one else is on the line, on the phone bridge, and no other additional parties in the hearing room, I will now close the hearing on case number GS-20-370. All of the comments provided in writing through the close of business October 8, 2020 will be considered and discussed in our decision. So individuals who still may wish to weigh in and provide comments can do so again until October 8th, 2020 at the close of business. Also, any changes made to the proposed rules due to the Commission's review of comments received by the commission discussion will be explained in the written decision. The record will remain open again one final time until October 8th, 2020. This hearing is now closed.